in 1971, people from Vancouver would cross the border into Seattle to buy outdoor equipment or climbing gear from REI. Not to be bothered by customs on the way back to Canada, they would camp over the weekend to make the gear look a little bit used. In August of 1971, a group of six friends started the co-op by each putting down $5 a share, and the company was born. It started small, but it grew over the years, grew across Canada, and now has over 5 million members. Members today get access to the best products at a great price, access to gear rentals, and one of the best guarantees around. So if you're attempting the Pacific Crest Trail, or even a smaller trail near you, check them out. You can hit them up at mec.ca. All right. Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Okay, before you couldn't, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be hard to do a podcast, do you think?
No.
Do you think it'll be hard?
No.
How come?
I don't know, you're just going to talk.
Welcome to our podcast, A Long Walk North. A father and daughter hiking the Pacific Crest Trail. Today's episode is brought to you by Triple Crown Coffee, Purple Rain Adventure Skirts, and Mountain Equipment Co-op. So the other day I go into my local Canada Post, so that's our post office. I had to pick up some Amazon stuff. I've been ordering a lot of stuff. So I go in there and I walk up. The lady kind of is finished with the person in front of me. I walk up and I don't say anything because I'm just waiting for her attention. She's typing in stuff and then off she goes in the back. And I'm like, I'm not that guy. I don't want to be that guy. Do you know my name? So she comes out with the two Amazon packages and she's like, I know who you are. You're Mr. DeVoe. And I'm like, my goodness, like, you know my last name. And so I don't want to be that guy. So, you know, I am calming down on my purchases. I kind of went nuts for a little bit. I think I spent a lot of money on the, you know, just getting some little gear to goof around with. And as I was leaving, I'm like, well, I guess I should know your name. You know my name. So her name's Karen. And I laughed because that's the name of my ex-wife. And I said, well, don't worry. Well, you know, at least I'll smile. I said, that's my name of my ex-wife. So at least I'll smile to you. So that's just funny. But I don't want to be that guy. Welcome to the podcast, A Long Walk North. I'm Dan DeVoe, and with me is my daughter, Chantel. This is the podcast that's going to cover our preparation and planning of our six-month northbound hike on the Pacific Crest Trail in the spring of 2023. Leading up to the trip, we're going to talk about our goals, fears, and challenges, and ideas for the hike. We're going to bring in people that are also in the planning stages with us, and we're going to talk to people that have completed the PCT. In this shortened introductory episode, we're going to introduce you to the two wannabe thru-hikers that will host this podcast going forward. Future podcasts will be longer, go into more detail regarding the different topics pertaining to thru-hiking the PCT. You can find this episode and all past episodes on our website, hikethepct.ca, where you can also find show notes, photos, and links to gear and things mentioned in this podcast. You will find on our website a link where you can also leave us a voice message, feedback, and ask us any questions on anything. Welcome, everyone. This is our first podcast, and as we do them, we're going to grow and get better and sound a lot less awkward. Today, we're going to be using Anchor to record because we're not together side by side. One thing that we're going to try to do to remember is when we talk about our planning, we're going to talk about the tools and the apps and resources and the websites we use to plan the hike and how we use these tools. Okay, let's get started. Let's start with beauty over age. I would like to introduce Chantel, who's going to be my co-hiker on this trip, and I'm going to thank her in advance for putting up with my silly dad jokes and my possible snoring on this hike. May God save your soul. Why don't you start off, I guess, tell everyone a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so hi everyone, I'm Chantel. I live near Toronto with my mom and my brother, Noah, who is 14. My parents separated about 8 years ago, and as of right now, my mom doesn't know we're doing this trip, so don't tell her if you know her. But don't worry, we'll tell her later as we get closer to our hike. As of right now, I'll be 20 this March, and when we start the PTC, I will have just turned 24. I work as much as I can while balancing school full-time. I'm studying a 3-year architecture technology program, and like anyone my age, I'm never home. I'm either working or out with my friends, and I'm sure you've heard from my dad, who's complained multiple times that I'm hard to reach sometimes and don't text back quickly if I'm out. But growing up, I played a lot of sports, and now I try to keep myself fit and in shape by going to the gym daily. My dad will always bug me about being a picky eater. I eat what I like, so I don't listen to him.
And yeah, exactly that. And also, too, I mean, we're recording this at 5 minutes after midnight, so you can tell, you know, when I can get a hold of her. But I mean, back it up to your eating. I mean, my goodness. I think you have a very small repertoire of food that you like to eat.
Yeah.
And I like give people an idea of like some of your favorite food.
Yeah, so I'm a really picky eater, but my favorite things to eat are Kraft Dinner, grilled cheese, and rice. I can eat those every single day, all day, never get sick and tired of it. But I also eat Dairy Queen just because I'm there almost every day. So those are my favorites. But back to my interjection, things I enjoy doing with my friends is going hiking, skateboarding, and car rides, and just spending time with them. But things I enjoy doing by myself when I have free time is painting, running, and watching TikToks. They're so funny. But that's about it for me. I'm just a simple, positive, and outgoing person. But Dad, why don't you talk about you now, since you like to talk?
Well, Tinder tells me I'm 49 years old this April. I'm going to be actually turning the half century mark. When we hike the PCT, I'll be 52 years old. And that just sounds weird. I don't honestly feel that old. You know, I'm the same dude as I was when I'm 40, when I was 40, same guy as I was, as I was 30. Sure, I'm a little bit bigger, but we'll talk about that later. I live about an hour north of Toronto in Peterborough, Ontario, since separating with, you know, with my ex-wife, Karen. Today, I mean, she, you know, she has a new guy, kids, you know, the kids really like, you know, him. So that makes me happy. I heard he loves the outdoors, camping, so I'm sure he's going to be a little bit jealous knowing Chantel's about to embark on this, you know, over 4,000 kilometer through hike through mountain ranges. As Chantel said, we haven't told her, but I don't really think she's kind of Googled the kids' names or found our blog.
Yeah, but he can subscribe to our YouTube channel, and I'm sure he'll be extremely jealous of our hike.
Exactly. So, I mean, more about me. I mean, just the same old, like single older guy who loves traveling, food, minimalism, tiny living, making Spotify playlists, camping, playing basketball. In a future podcast, we'll talk about the health and fitness part of it. But right now, honestly, I'm in the worst shape of my life, being older, you know, feeling, you know, slowing down a little bit. Just not dialing in my nutrition and exercise. Most of my life, I worked in finance. I kind of switched over to aviation. 2020 was not a good year for anybody or anything, especially aviation. I obviously got pushed out of aviation. Now I'm working from home in tech support. I would love to get back into the travel, tourism, and aviation, you know, sector in the near future when the world's kind of recovered from COVID. But working from home, I guess it's kind of allowed me to start planning early on the trip, you know, building a website, starting to lay out our social media blueprint, just for documenting the trip for family and friends, whoever wants to tag along and follow. Anyone who wants to know more about me, I got a silly little personal blog, justdoit.ca, J-S-D-O-I-T. I also, obviously, as Chantel said, I have a son named Noah, who's 14, growing like a weed. He's probably about an inch under me, which is just crazy. Like any kid his age, he likes, you know, gaming, staying up all night, playing games online with his peeps. With this trip taking such a chunk of time with Chantel, Noah and myself have created sort of our own little special trip that we're going to be planning after our hike in 2025, which sort of leads to my next goal, is to get some sort of vehicle that I can make into like a little stealth camper, like a van, so me and Noah can kind of go on a little North American road trip for 4 or 5 months when he's finished school. So we would love to just travel across Canada very slowly, down the west coast of the United States, just, you know, checking things along the coast, but then coming inland along the mountains that me and Chantel previously hiked on the PCT. Having this camper will allow the three of us to kind of explore Ontario and our own backyard with camping and hiking even before the PCT even starts.
I'm sure your trip will be called the Stinky Farts Tour, but let's move on about the whys of this trip. I know you already told me, but tell people on why you want to do this trip, and how did you hear about the Pacific Crest Trail, and what made you want to do it?
I don't know, like back in 2008, 2009, I used to see posts on Tumblr, posts about the trail, people hiking it. You know, long posts documenting how long it was, how hard, how grateful people were to take time out of their life to do it. Obviously, you know, people would comment, younger people basically, adding that, you know, they want to do this and add it onto their bucket list. And so by reading all those posts and seeing them, I thought, hey, I'd love to hike that one day. My friend Shelley told me about a book called Wild, recommended that I read it. Shortly after that, before reading the book, we ended up watching the movie starring Renee with Outerspoon. Jumped to last year, 2019, YouTube started showing a little bit of PCT in my feed, basically with Starburst, who on YouTube, her channel is kind of, or she is known as the Whimsical Woman. She hiked the PCT northbound. She was uploading a video every day of her hike. So she started hiking off with her dad, to start off with. And, you know, with Jennifer sort of looking like a 23-year-old, her dad was older like me. I started kind of thinking about how awesome this would be hiking it with you. I started binge watching, I subscribed to her channel, and I would kind of watch a video as it dropped, and I'd watch it on the TV. I wondered, you know, could you really do this? And be interested in that sacrifice of time, commitment to basically go on this 5 to 6 month hike up and down mountains every day. So with me being separated, you know, being a little bit isolated from the kids, I thought what better way to have this kind of 5-6 month adventure with you, and later another one with Noah, because I knew he didn't want to do this hike. Not because, you know, there isn't an extension cord long enough power his PlayStation.
No Ubers.
Yeah, no Ubers. Like when we went to Europe. I knew that, you know, could he walk all day the first day? Sure. But would he want to do it the next day? And the next day? And the next day? And the next day? No. And so asked him, you know, he definitely said no. But I thought, you know, hey, this is a great opportunity with you. You're older. You're fit. You're strong. At a time, I guess, when you're I mean, you're growing up, you're about to embark on your own journey without parents and get into jobs and being an adult and relationships, blah, 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 blah. You know, and then as a parent, you know, you see your kids less, you hug them less. So I guess I just want you to have, you know, wild memories about this adventure with your old man. And, you know, you're going to laugh and poke fun at me, you know, busting my balls up big hills out of breath, you know, and then also just the quiet time together to kind of reflect and talk about life and dreams and fears, even though you don't really share that much now. But anyways, okay. But I don't know. I just kind of want to walk in and kind of watch you soak it in with your eyes and see you kind of pushing through the suck. Because there's, you know, there's going to be shitty days, like cold and wet days where it just frankly sucks on trail. I just want to do it with you, just like, you know, watching Jennifer do it as Starburst on her vlog. I know you can rock it and crush it. So, okay. So look, let's get you talking. I pitched this idea to you and right away you said you're in, you know, even if you didn't understand how far of a walk this is, you have no idea. Like, I don't have an idea. Like, I know more about the trail because I've watched tons and tons of videos and blah, 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 blah. But it's like walking from Toronto to Vancouver. But instead of going across, like, the Trans-Canada Highway, we're going to go up and down mountain ranges the entire way. And that's the stuff that scares me. But that's my story, how I heard about it, the reasons I kind of want to do it with you. So let's get you talking, like it's your turn. What made you decide right away that it's something you wanted to do? And I guess now knowing a little bit more about the trail, you know, watching Tip Tap and watching, you know, Mari and, you know, watching some vlogs of people hiking it and little mm-hmm. documentaries on YouTube with me. What makes you want to try to accomplish this feat?
Yeah, so when you first told me about the trip, I didn't even, like, take a minute to think about it and, like, what we were actually getting ourselves into. Like, I just, right away, I was in. But we watched the first YouTube video together, and I'm sitting there watching, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's gonna be easy. I can totally walk as far as, like, the girl did. But later to find out that was just the first day, I thought it was the whole trip, and I was like, oh, my God, it's gonna be so easy. But I think it'll be really good. And yeah, like I said, I'm always down for anything adventurous. Plus, I love traveling to new places and getting the opportunity to meet new people. I also physically love challenging myself and pushing myself past my limits. Plus, I love spending time with you. So I think it'll be a really good life-changing experience for the both of us.
It'd be good. Like I said, I always joke about, like, how, you know, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, you're always typing. You're always making funny faces because you're sending it to 50 people on Snapchat and you get your mouth open and you're making like winks and stuff. But yeah, there's going to be a lot of, I guess, Instagram moments, but there's going to be a lot of, I don't know, you're it's going to be hard. I think yeah. Physically, I said this in our little intro video, but physically you're in. Mm-hmm. Mentally, it's going to be a challenge. And it's like, you know, just we'll need to keep our phones charged, so we just can't, like, and we won't be in cell range, so yeah, you know, we can't, like, type all day long as we hike.
Yeah, you can't look at your Twitter and Facebook posts.
Yeah, exactly. So let's wrap this one up. We're going to try to keep this short. We'll just keep it at introductions. We're going to do another one soon. We're going to pick a topic, I guess, to cover in depth. So why don't you sign us off?
Yeah, so thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to hear our future podcasts. Gear and links to things we talked about can be found in the show notes on our website at hikethepgc.ca in the podcast section. A big special thanks to our sponsors, Triple Crown Coffee, Purple Rain Adventure Skirts, and MEC. Thanks to our musical artist, Trampled by Turtles, for the opening song. And finally, thank you to our Patreons who help support us in making this goal become a reality. We can't thank you guys enough. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you have any feedback or any questions about our hike, please use the link in our website on our contact page to record your questions for us. We would love to answer them in future episodes. We hope our trip inspires you to get outside and push yourself a little more, and it's always nice to get outside into nature and enjoy what is around us. But until next time, find us and follow us on socials as we prepare for the hardest thing we've ever tried to accomplish in life. Take care.
Take care. Hey, Dan here. I'm adding this November 11th of 2022. You just heard our first podcast. We're a little rough. We're a little bit scared. It'll get a little bit better. It will get better. But I just wanted to highlight that the next two episodes, episodes 2 and 3, they are going to the more of the details about our hike, you know, about the logistics, what we're scared about, how we're going to do food, and just everything, saving up for the trail. And it's a long episode. I mean, Chantel in episode 2 that is next, they're an hour each. So they're great for a walk. You know, get outside, go for a walk and listen, or put it on in the background if you're doing some stuff around the house. And so I just wanted to highlight that the next two episodes, episodes 2 and 3, go into more details about our hike. To fast forward a bit, we had to delay our hike 1 year. We were supposed to do it in 2023. Chantel kind of told me she's in a 3-year program, but she's in a 4-year program. So we had to push it to 2024. It gives us a little bit of extra time to save. And since then, we've increased our budget because paying for the food on trail is kind of scary. And with our weak Canadian dollar, that really sucks. And so we're trying to save even more. So we are basically 500 days away from the trail as you're hearing this. In November of 2022, but when we recorded this, it was a long time ago. You know, this episode that you just heard was January of 2021. So almost a year and a half has gone by. Anyways, I will let you be. Thank you for listening to that very short, you know, little opening of who we are. But I hope you keep listening. If you have any questions, any feedback, anything you want to hear, anything, let us know. We're on Facebook. We actually created a Facebook page. It's brand new as of November 22. But if you just search for A Long Walk North Podcast on Facebook, you'll get a page where we thought it'd be easy for people to leave comments and ask us questions. Anyways, have a good day. Thank you for listening. Have a good one.